Listen up, it's time for Reporting 101, where real kids let you know what's up.
Part of a collaboration of Police Athletic League New York and Radio Rookies.
Let's start the show.
Dear listeners, it's the students from PAL Harlem. And we're writing you today from Morningside Park, specifically the parts between 120th and 125th. You know, near the basketball court and the playground.
It's Wednesday. It's sunny. The park is crowded. People are strolling. Kids are playing and dogs are licking human hands.
It's a nice day. Nice enough to ask strangers how they feel about Harlem. We want to let them know how it's like to live here.
For those who don't know about Harlem, we'll try to explain it in a few words.
Beautiful, relaxing, and sensual.
Feels like home.
Beautiful. I would just say, in one word, Harlem is beautiful. Harlem is fun.
Harlem is beautiful, but it's also busy and never quiet. It's been that way for as long as we can remember.
Fast paced. Definitely fast-paced.
I feel like it's a lot of lifelong New Yorkers.
Harlem is the stomping ground of everything.
We have our own rhythm, our own vibe, and for a beginner, it kind of feels like a totally different world.
What makes Harlem, Harlem?
A lot of people will say the diversity.
My favorite part of Harlem is that it still has the culture in it of diverse people.
Like, once they see, you see a lot of different people than what you see on 125th Street.
It's very diverse. It's coming back. It's coming back in a nice way.
In one day, in one section of the park, we talked with other people who were natives of Harlem who had moved from other boroughs.
People who moved from other states, like Carolina and Florida.
Even people who moved from other countries like Israel, India, Germany, and Russia.
They all chose to call Harlem home.
I grew up downtown on the Lower East Side, and that was a neighborhood. And this has that same feeling.
I moved to Harlem from Jerusalem in Israel. And I got off the train on 125th Street, and I felt at home and decided to stay.
The diversity is great. But there are some things that we don't like.
My least favorite thing.
Chicken bones on the street.
Because my dog loves to pick up chicken bones off the street. I've never seen so many chicken bones in the street. Yeah.
Well, okay, but there are some serious things we'd like to see change, like the cost of living.
And make it less expensive so many people can come and live here.
Rents are becoming so high here. It's so difficult.
The schools could be better, too.
I would probably try to focus on the schools.
Definitely after schools. It must be after school centers.
Some people just don't like getting tickets.
What would I change about it? I feel like the police really like to give me tickets with my car, so I wish that they would give me less tickets.
If you're looking for something to do in Harlem, there are lots of options.
Big, popular options.
Favorite places in Harlem?
Ooh, Time Club.
Definitely Apollo. Like, everybody knows where Apollo is at.
People should visit the Apollo. Sylvia's Restaurant is an iconic place.
But you don't have to go far to go somewhere great. In fact, we love where we're standing right now.
So, what is your favorite place in Harlem?
Morningside Park.
Yeah.
I think we're right here, Morningside Park.
Harlem is home. We have lived practically all our lives here.
Going somewhere else would feel like going to a totally different planet.
Why do you decide to live here or keep living here?
Because I love it. Where else would I live?
Harlem can be complicated, comfortable, busy, but in the end, defining Harlem is really simple.
Full of life.
Hope to see you soon!
Sincerely, the Reporting 101 crew at PAL Harlem.